And would you say that the me, like this separate entity, that it consists only of, like you always tell, this contracted energy? Or is it also, or this contracted energy, is it also like accumulated emotions or these thoughts that are being, were being kind of like uploaded on the Festplatte of the brain or something like this? Is this also part of the me, or is this not what you mean by separate me?
I don't really know, but...
Like, I always have the impression that there are in the body,
yeah,
that there's energy stored, and if you give attention to this energy, it's more like it can be emotions also that are formerly just felt as contraction,
mm-hmm,
but then they appear as emotion or something like this. And there's in me, there's this image or impression that there's this, the body's like kind of a storage of emotion and of energies and these kind of things. And even also the stories that are attached to this.
Mm-hmm. Well, I could say, or I would say, this this may happen. This is what seems to happen. But I think there can be someone who always feels his feelings and does energy practices and, yeah, feels, doesn't feel many blocks in his body, does practices to make the energies flow through the body to get a good feeling, yeah.
And still feels separate.
And still feels separate, yeah. I think there's actually lots of this going on. Not that, but there's a lot of yoga teachers and healers and people going around who do a lot of this energy stuff. And not to make it bad, it's really a good thing, but it's like someone having gained a lot of money who is successful in his career and earns a lot of money.
So all of this doesn't help the me to fall away.
Yeah.
If the body is less blocked, or if you can breathe more freely, or you have more body consciousness.
Yeah. It's just what it is, more body consciousness. It's breathing more freely.
And
it's,
this is not closer to oneness or further away.
No. No. Probably gives the me a better feeling. Yeah. No, of course. Nothing wrong with that. It's not bad or wrong or anything. But concerning this, it's useless.
So if this falling away of the me has happened, it means also that all of this becomes not interesting anymore, or is it also possible that it's interesting just for entertainment and for fun?
I wouldn't say that it's interesting for entertainment or fun, but it just can go on happening.
It can go on happening?
Yeah. If someone is doing yoga his or her whole life, why should the person stop? This. Because it already happened for no reason. There was only this me thinking that, you know. Yeah. That's what I mean with, to some extent, life, if you talk in terms of before and after, which actually is already funny. But if you see, there's not a big difference between before and after. can happen that because of this seeking energy falling away, the behavior of the person when it was, it's hard to describe it, may soften to some extent.
Mm.
But it doesn't have to. On the other hand, it seemed to be with less control also.
I heard somebody say that once the me is gone and there's only oneness, the person behaves naturally good. And then because there's no reason to behave in a bad, so-called bad way anymore. It wouldn't happen, even if it's not controlled anymore, there wouldn't be violence or happening or something like that. Is that also your impression?
I don't know.
So you think it would also be possible that somebody who feels himself as all other beings as well can be a dictator and oppress all the people or something like that. Even for no reason, because you wouldn't want power or something like that.
Well, it's already the case actually that no one is doing anything.
But at least people think they want power, or their seeking energy goes into, for instance, if you take a dictator, I guess the seeking energy goes a lot into having power and being a powerful man or something.
Yeah.
And even without this longing, you think it would be possible that somebody does this? Too theoretical.
No. Yeah. I wouldn't cast out anything, because obviously everything is possible.
Okay. So if everybody would be enlightened, it's not the guarantee to have a more peaceful world.
Yeah. There already is no one.
So by chance it could go all the same way as it does now.
Probably. It's the question, I mean there are, well I wouldn't even call it enlightened, but one could tell there are people, there are liberated people who are flying in planes. And to every logical mind, one could say this shouldn't be possible because flying planes and polluting the earth wouldn't be possible anymore.
Yeah.
So. I don't know about that. I don't know anything but about that, but yeah.
Mm. Yeah, we sometimes think in the spiritual world that all the bad things that are happening, so-called bad things, are coming from the ego, or are not really what God wants, are not really what oneness is doing, but is something that the separate entity is doing, which is some kind of wrong, or everything that is destructive somehow.
Yeah.
We think that it's just coming from the ego, and if the ego would be gone, it would be much better.
Yeah. It's actually, it's a projection from from this eye, which has a picture of what's good and what is bad, and projects this to, you know, what it believes. Yeah. And also this idea that there's an ego which really does something. It already is an idea of separation, of something being really separate, doing something in the world, let's say.
Mm.
Yeah. I don't feel like a better person. I've always been one. No. Crap. There is only oneness. So I'm not much well. On the one hand, one could say this, and some people do use it, but I hardly use words like good or love, or the words could be used because of this not being unfulfilled anymore. One could use this word love, of course, but
you don't use it because it's misleading, because the me would imagine something different than.
Maybe this. And also, for me, it's somehow strange to call an earthquake in Bangladesh love.
Why?
Maybe it's just politeness. I don't know if I would dare to say this to someone who just experienced it. Although, of course, there is no.
So, being impolite, one could say this.
It's easy to say to someone here that an earthquake in Bangladesh is unconditional love or is absolute love.
Mm.
But someone who just comes from an earthquake, it's more clear and more neutral to say it's oneness. It's what happened. It's what is happening. Without any love or freedom or. I think even to call it oneness, actually, I just thought about it today, the best is just to call it that which apparently happens.
But maybe for somebody who has, for instance, a deadly disease or something like this, to call it, to say, oh, but this disease is only love, it can also give this person a very different perspective on the disease. It doesn't have to be offensive in
necessarily. That's true. That's true. That's what I say. I wouldn't call it wrong to use the word love. But somehow here it's hardly happening. Yeah.
And somehow also it's not imaginable for the me, how this could be love, or why love could do such a thing.
Yeah.
Then you have to find out all the concepts again, like,
of course.
Oh, this is so that I can develop more and be a better person afterwards, that I'm not ill anymore or something.
Yeah. But I mean, of course, one could also say that's totally mind-blowing, you call this love. Yeah. And then it's definitely not this love which is thought of by I.
Yep.